Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. You should have the Audioboom mobile app, and I'll tell you why. If you create audio, you can do so editing it and filing it on location anywhere. And that way, your audio creations can instantly be heard by your fans or your followers on social media. If you're more of a listener than a producer, you'll like Audioboom's daily download feature, which automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning. That way, whether you have an internet connection or not, for example on your commute, you can listen to your favorite stuff even offline. Pandora has cut a new music licensing deal, and one streaming station in London performed a Friday the 13th stunt today. We'll get to that and more. First, a reminder, Rain Summit West is coming up on April 12th in Las Vegas. It is the leading, preeminent information and networking conference for the streaming audio industry. For information and registration, go to rainnews.com and click on Summits. Pandora made some news, as usual. The leading internet radio service negotiated a music licensing deal with the giant classical music label Naxos. Now, you might think Pandora does that all the time with hundreds of music labels, but no, Pandora normally gets its music through statutory licensing with royalty rates set by the U.S. government. The Copyright Royalty Board, which sets those rates, will put a new structure in place starting next year for a five-year period. A few months ago, Pandora closed a larger deal with the global consortium of independent labels called Merlin. In that agreement, Pandora pays lower licensing rates if it plays more of Merlin's music. This is called steering. The same arrangement might exist in the Naxos deal, too. Pandora used the privately negotiated Merlin deal as an example in its argument to the Copyright Royalty Board for lower royalty rates. The new Naxos agreement provides another argument point that comes from the real-world marketplace of buying and selling music. From the world of streaming audio advertising, Strata, a digital ad-buying platform, released results of its fourth-quarter survey of advertising agencies. This ongoing survey takes the pulse of key media buyers and identifies trends. In this one, Strata discovered a growing interest in streaming audio as a medium in which to advertise. 48% of advertising agencies are more interested in streaming audio than they were a year ago. The continually growing audience for streaming is probably one reason, plus the mobile opportunity, as that audience increasingly listens through their phones. Streaming is working its way into music charts, slowly but surely. The latest is in the UK, where streaming will soon be calculated in the top albums chart. This already happened with the singles chart, and that's easier to do since streaming is mostly a singles medium. How does it work when measuring the popularity of albums? Well, the company which does this in the UK, which is called the Official Albums Chart, said it would use some complicated arithmetic designed to reflect the success of an entire album and not just one or two songs. That involves weighting the streams, a lot of averaging, and then some division to normalize everything. Well, we might not understand it, but there's no question about the importance of streaming in ranking the success of music. Nielsen Audio is finally starting to roll out its technology for measuring online radio. And I say finally because we've known for about 10 months that the broadcast ratings company has built a measurement system for streaming. Well, now it's making a gradual launch of that system, bundling it into a platform called Clarity. Clarity provides streaming technology to radio stations. It was developed by a company called Abacast, which was bought by media software company Wide Orbit last year. So, radio stations which stream their webcasts on Clarity will get Nielsen audience measurement, which is to say ratings, for those streams. On-demand music service Rhapsody announced a kind of milestone. It now has 2.5 million subscribers. Rhapsody does not offer a free, ad-supported listening service, so its total audience is 2.5 million. Interestingly, about 70% of those subscribers listen only on mobile devices. Well, we've said it before, and I'll say it again now. Mobile is not the future of streaming music. It is the now of streaming music. Speaking of mobile music, research firm Strategy Analytics released a study of the mobile music industry, projecting a global revenue of $21 billion in 2021. The research predicts strong audience growth for mobile streaming, naturally. And interestingly, the company thinks that the percentage of people who subscribe to music services, like Rhapsody, will remain stable at 11%. So both sides of the fence, the free listeners who hear commercials in their streams and the subscribers who pay a monthly price, will grow in parallel, according to Strategy Analytics. Today is Friday the 13th, and one internet station tried a stunt that tested its luck. The station is Team Rock Radio in London. With its morning DJ on vacation, perhaps because he didn't want to work on Friday the 13th, two substitute DJs hijacked the show and took it underground. Really underground, attempting to stream the show in the London Tube using its built-in Wi-Fi. They did this along a three-hour journey. We reached out to Team Rock to ask what would happen if the Wi-Fi unluckily failed. Their answer? We'll put on In a Gata Da Vida, a 17-minute classic rock hit, and hightail it back to the studio. And that's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.